teşekkür edersin.
Seven after the hour, Derek Stephens Good Day program Tuesday. I'm looking for good news. Let's see if we can find two or three things that are good around to start the day. Ford cut its debt by $3 billion. That's good news. When you think about these numbers, though, billions and trillions, is that like cutting our debt? Like if we have a $300,000 mortgage, is that like cutting it by $30,000? Is that how we can relate to those numbers when you get right down to brass tacks? What is the number 3 billion, never mind 3 trillion, in the president's discussion about what we have to pay, what our debt is? The national debt is like $15 trillion or something.
Yeah, how do you even think about that?
Right,
you
know, once it gets to that point, so you what can't relates wrap your it mind to, around it.
Right, what relates it to the interest? Let's say you have a mortgage, $300,000 mortgage, and you can pay it off. You know, maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Is that the same kind of thing? Maybe. Makes sense. By the way, the interest rate's going up. You notice that?
Yeah.
Interest rates on home mortgages. How are they going to keep the... We have those... what do they call it? The phantom homes. The shadow real estate market. That's what they call it. Shadow real estate market, where there is a lot of stuff that just sort of has been sitting on the sidelines. Because it was too expensive, nobody put it out for sale. They were renting it. It was just empty in some cases. But now people are beginning to put those houses on the market. And when we had 4.5% interest, but there's something psychological. Even though a 5% rate is great, 4% is better.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So it's that psychological thing that gets to you. Well, anyway, the new applications for unemployment insurance fell below the $400,000 mark last month, so that's good news. Imagine all those people that are out of work. Think about it. If you're out of work, how is that affecting your life? How does it affect your psyche if you can't find a job? Got to be really tough. Can any of us imagine not being able to find a job? Roberta isn't here. Jennifer, Richie, can you imagine being able to go to work.
I mean, you always think about it. I mean, everything is so fragile in this economy.
It is. Everything
and
is crazy.
As much as I want, I mean, I'm in my time spent working is invested with two people, you know, that you and my
you
company,
and your father, yeah,
that are privately owned, that are doing their best to make ends meet, that are being creative, and there's always that thing that the bottom might fall out, you know,
right.
And you realize, what would you do if you weren't doing this? And it's hard. It's you know, it's a tough time to be out of work.
It is.
But I also am not proud, and I would take a job in retail or doing whatever I needed to
would
do.
Would you be a pet pooper scooper if you had to be?
If I had to be?
Yeah.
I'd try to be a florist.
A florist? You'd be probably good because
that
you're
be pretty good?
Very decorative. I think you'd be great at that.
I think I'd try to be a florist.
Richie,
or
what would you do
designer.
If you couldn't do this? If you had to find a job, what would you do? I always know it. I could drive a bus.
What would I do?
Used to be a bartender. You might be able to.
No,
do
I mean, you know, obviously the car business is in my blood.
Yeah, you go back to your family's car business.
Nah, I probably wouldn't.
You know, you would if you had to. If it was that or be hungry and not make your mortgage payment, you'd work in the car business.
Yeah, I'd go back into wholesaling.
Yeah.
You know, music. I would probably find something in music.
Music.
To do.
Mm-hmm. You could play the guitar.
Look, I just said that I would try to be a fashion designer, and you said you'd try to do music. Those are hard to get jobs. So
right,
if you were down and destitute and you were out of work and it was hard to find your quote-unquote
dream job. If I were on the street,
job,
didn't have a job.
Retail, restaurants, what would you do? Because I would try to do retail at a flower shop.
Really?
Yeah. I can see that.
I wouldn't want to fold people's nasty clothes, although I would do it if I had to.
Bartending's a tough gig, but it's fun.
Well, but you were talking about survival.
Yeah.
A tough gig
survival.
If you don't have a choice.
Right.
If the only job out there is bartending, that's what I said. If
right.
the only job I could find was driving a bus, I'd
that's
be in the
what
bus.
You do.
And I'd drive the bus. I'd work if I had a 40-hour minimum at one place. I go get a job in another place. I drive for two companies.
Yeah, I could go bartend anywhere. Yeah.
I would love to bartend. Maybe you could teach me how so I could bartend with you. We would have so much fun.
You know what? It's it's the funny thing about bartending is it seems so glamorous.
No, it's not glamorous at all. You have to deal with nasty people.
Right, and that's the downside of it is while you do get to talk to all these great people, there are the people that come sit at your bar and just will not leave.
But see,
you're trapped.
I have personality and tatas, so I feel like I might have a shot at getting tips if I really work it.
Yeah, no, tips are fine, and you even get tips from the people that you don't like. Mm. But you have to pretend that you like them, Jennifer.
That's okay. I do that with you guys every day.
Good practice, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. What would you do if, in fact, the job you have now evaporated and there were only really, really menial like
your basic jobs?
Around basic stuff. Basic. There was a discussion or a debate. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was one of the L.A. stations last night talking about the number of people who are coming in here and why there is so much unrest in California. The illegals are going and coming, and there's somebody told me that you can now see them get off the boats. They're getting off the boats down in San Diego. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, San Diego, that's where the SEALs train. At the San Diego Naval Air Station, right? The naval base there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So why would they must not know what's going on? Because most of the boats come in pretty much near where the naval station is.
Doug, I know you're only here part-time, but California is a state that's kind of like the military. It's a don't-ask, don't-tell state.
Ah, okay.
We turn our eye to so many things around here. I mean, because so much of our economy is based on illegals.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay, now, let's see how... one other bit of good news, all right, before we get into the reality of what else is going on in the world. One more item, and I think this is kind of good. This is the time of the year when they're giving those AP exams, high school students going on to college, and how many of them are doing well. Apparently, Richie... the state with the best rankings, that is the number of students who are doing
Virginia.
The best on AP exams, are Maryland, New York, and Virginia.
Yeah.
Why'd you say Virginia?
I just heard that report yesterday.
Oh, okay.
About the Virginia schools.
Yeah, so they're actually, are they teaching to the test? This is the old thing. Are the children going to school really learning something, or are they learning how to take tests? Because they're two different things. The knowledge that you have.
The schools here are generally regarded as very good schools, especially in Arlington, Fairfax County,
because they're
here
in the Washington District,
and in Montgomery County, on the Maryland side. Because of the Washington. There's a lot of money right outside in the D.C. suburbs.
All right, so we found three good things going on in the world today.
And luckily, my son is lucky enough to go to.
Go there you go. Yeah. All right, three good things, folks. Find out, think to yourself right now, come up with three good things that are going on in your life. What's good about your life today? Think about the three best things going on in your life today. Will you start your day with that? The three best things, and you could be like the guy who called in the last hour who kissed his wife. Man, that guy liked his wife. Oh, woof. 10 minutes, but that didn't equal the record. You have the record story of the man holding a kiss, but it must not have been 46 hours. Yeah.
That's just gross.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about gross, but, you know, there's no pattern.
No, it's gross because, you're like, your lips are going to start to chap and the skin's going to start to come off. Ugh.
14 after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use...
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Why suffer?
Why suffer?
800-510-8255. Shelley Palmer coming up in a few moments. The Internet has 4.3 billion IP addresses, and now people are trying to figure out how to expand upon that with new things after the dot instead of .com.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're adding things.
They say the next version, they've got to figure it out, and I can't remember exactly what they're going to add to the end. But
it's .ego, Rich.
.ego. Yeah. Doug Steffen .ego.
Right,
thank you
very much. As opposed to Rich
but
McFadden.
They say it's
.ego.
Infinite.
Yeah.
The number of web addresses that they can assign.
Can you imagine somebody asking me for advice on websites? I have an email here from Karen who says, I don't know who could build my website. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, you definitely do. I bet you could tell her at least the four companies that should not build her.
Yeah. You go through them quickly.
Also, or people, there are a lot of folks who, and I've been tempted to do this. Actually, I have done this. Moonlighting students, that kind of stuff. Somebody who works, that kid that came to fix my, that works with you, Jennifer.
Very sweet guy, yeah.
Yeah, very good guy. He didn't quite get everything put together, so now I got to figure out how. Yeah, it's funny. This morning I woke up, Richie, and I couldn't put the computer on, and I felt like kind of I was lost. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of, that's really sick.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, we've built this new video studio here, and I have two engineers and an IT guy here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm pretty technically minded myself. I help you with a lot of your stuff. So I'm sitting in this new video stuff studio, and there's one computer, and I cannot find the button to turn the computer on. And what a moron I feel like. Yeah. Here I am, the guy who, you know, oversees all this stuff, and I can't find the button to turn a computer on. So I finally had to just swallow and go out and ask my engineer. I'm like,
really?
Turn this computer on.
I can't find the button.
He goes, it took me 60 seconds too. The button's on the side of the computer.
Huh.
I'm actually taking my hands all around the front of the thing, feeling like an idiot. I look like Stevie Wonder trying to turn a computer on.
You know what I would say, honestly, to the lady who asked me about this? Find a website that you like and find out who was the developer of that website. That's what we did with the folks Knox that does our website.
We
now.
Love our website now.
Yeah,
good guys.
DougSteffen.com, by the way. GoodDayShow.com. 21 after on Good Day.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
I always put you in touch with us here, Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You see the connections at the bottom of the homepage, gooddayshow.com. Just click on them if you want to connect with us. Questions coming from people from all around the country and, in fact, all around the world. People listening to the audio at gooddayshow.com. Speaking of audio, what people listening and watching, the 60 Minutes and Dateline focus on non-news is getting to be epidemic. These shows to be legitimate news shows or with stories that seem to come out of the news, all about now chasing this Barbara Walters has changed this, Oprah has changed this, I guess, to a certain extent. So we have this interview from 60 Minutes on Sunday of Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is not news. Lady Gaga is entertainment. Now, I suppose
60 Minutes has always done their Bruce Springsteens and their Ray Charleses and
I mean,
they always
have. It feels to me like it's going more on.
Well, because you have absolutely zero interest in Lady Gaga. That's why.
I know. I'm interested in Lady Gaga, frankly.
Really?
That's why. I think she's a very interesting character. I have a cow named after her on the farm.
No, that's her name.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. By the way, the cow is much bigger than Lady Gaga is in real life.
Yes.
She has these strange horns, which I could envision Lady Gaga wearing. As a matter of fact, here she is talking on 60 Minutes about her fashion choices.
I'm a true academic when it comes to music and when it comes to my style, my fashion. There's nothing that I've ever put on my body that I didn't understand where it came from, the reference of it, who inspired it. There's always some sort of a story or concept that I'm telling.
Yeah, now, you're a freak.
Okay, so you know the big controversy, though, with her right now?
Besides the meat dress.
Not the meat dress.
The egg thing.
No, not the egg thing. She has a brand new song, which she performed at the Grammys yesterday. And when I first heard it, I thought, wow, this song reminds me of Madonna's Express Yourself song from years ago, 20 years ago. Madonna's brother apparently is with me on this, and he is publicly criticizing her for stealing Madonna's song, Express Yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
it sounds a lot like it.
Listening to her voice, it sounds to me, she's, what, 29 or something? How old is she?
Oh, no, younger than that, 24.
26.
Yeah, 25.
Listen to how old she sounds as she talks about her philosophy on fame.
As part of my mastering of the art of fame, part of it is getting people to pay attention to what you want them to pay attention to and not pay attention to the things you don't want them to pay attention to. The sociology of fame and how to maintain a certain privacy without feeling like you're withholding anything from your fans. My philosophy is that if I am open with them about everything, and yet I art direct every moment of my life, I can maintain a sort of privacy in a way. I maintain a certain soulfulness that I have yet to give.
I don't like the sound of her. Richie, play cut 1465, will you please?
That's actually very deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I smoke a lot of pot when I write music, so I'm not going to, like, sugarcoat it for 60 minutes that, you know, I am some, like, sober human being, because I'm not. I drink a lot of whiskey, and I smoke weed when I write, and I don't do it a lot because it's not good for my voice. I don't want to encourage kids to do drugs, but when you asked me about the sociology of fame and what artists do wrong is they lie, and I don't lie. I'm not a liar. I built goodwill with my fans. They know who I am. And I'm just like them in so many ways.
So she drinks bourbon and smokes weed. Is that what she said?
Yeah, and you can tell by her voice.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I said what I did about somebody 20s. Yeah. That's why I wonder how old she was. That voice is the voice of a 50-year-old plus person. So if she can make her hay while the sun shines and rack up some dough, hopefully she'll retire and sort herself out, because otherwise she ain't lasting a long time living like that. 28 past the hour. Lady
Ray
Gaga.
Charles lasted 50 years.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Internet has 4.3 billion IP addresses available for connected devices, but we're running out of them. The current Internet protocol was created in 1977 and wasn't built to handle the web's explosive expansion. Luckily, a new protocol will soon be in place that allows for nearly infinite connections. In other news, Microsoft showed off the future of Windows Phone 7 at the Mobile Web Congress, boasting interactivity with Xbox and Kinect. While the demonstration didn't promise specific connectivity, Microsoft is looking to create a connected device ecosystem. The big Windows Phone 7 update should arrive in the second half of the year. And finally, Nielsen reported that online video watching has increased 45% since last year. There are only 3.1% more people now watching online video, which means that current users are simply consuming more. Netflix is the big winner, cashing in on paid subscriptions. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Turn. Remember that song from the Birds?
Yes.
We're turning your day into a good day. Another good day. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug here at 33. After the hour, good morning, America. How are you? We have, 25 radio stations carrying this program more now than in the last part of last year, which is kind of a cool thing. Thank you all for being here. Help yourself anytime you want to be in touch with me. You can use the regular old-fashioned way at 800-510-8255, Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer and Richie and I are at your service and on your side. And you hear me all the time talking about people listening. I get comments from soldiers in Iraq and a few in Afghanistan. Not so much in Afghanistan. It's really difficult over there to get any kind of Internet connection. But Iraq, there's a lot of tie-in. There's a lot of tie-ins to us in Europe and in China, around the world. It's kind of a neat thing. Matter of fact, here's a caller from England that was on a little bit with us earlier. Jason, where in England are you?
Hello, Doug. How are you doing? I'm from Bolton in England.
Bolton. Where is Bolton? Describe where Bolton is for us.
Bolton is, do you know Liverpool? Do you know
do.
Manchester?
Yep, Birmingham, that whole area. Yep.
Absolutely. It's right next door to Birmingham. So there's Liverpool and Manchester. Do you know Manchester United?
I don't know that area. My experience going up there, I took a trip once up to Manchester and then across over to Shrewsbury and Wolverhampton on the... in Aberystwyth. You know where Aberystwyth is? Yeah.
Absolutely. Aberystwyth is in Wales.
Wales.
It's not too far away.
No.
And can I just say as well, Doug, I've never been to America.
Haven't you?
But I do listen to your show because you bring a joy and a very warmness to my life.
Nice.
Jennifer and Richie are very, very positive in everything you say. It's always very nice to listen to it around this time in England.
Aren't you nice?
Well, you bring us a lot of joy because we love your accent.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a Bolton accent. I don't know if it's a good one, but thank you.
Yeah, sounds like
you know what it is? It's an accent that the accent is a Beatles sort of accent. from that area of London, from that area of England, there's a different accent than you would get down south. Yours is a working class accent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my father was a working class man. He was from the mine. He was brought up in the mines in Bolton, so I guess it was passed down to me. And I'm proud to speak like this. So thank you very much.
What do you do? How do you spend your time?
Well, I originally called to, because of the listener, I've never ever had the courage to phone up. I've only just learned how to use Skype and just used it and phoned.
Let me just stop you for a second. How amazing is technology, Richie? He can be on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
He can call from anywhere in the world to anywhere. It doesn't cost him anything.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't think it's cost anything. Even if it did, it was worth it.
It's free.
To you.
It's free. Yeah, no, it's free. How may we help you? What's going on with you?
Well, I was funny originally. I was listening to your discussion rounds, but it transgressed that you were talking about people wanting to change. If you lost your job, what would you do? And unfortunately, two weeks ago, I did lose my job. So I was wanting to then change to that.
What were you doing? Well, how did you make your living until 2 weeks ago?
I was actually a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
England.
Freelance carpenter, or did you work on a union job?
I actually worked for a company called Collins Carpentry. So not me. It's a family friend we've known for years, and I've always worked for him.
Yeah.
And I was actually in a separate area of the business, which mainly focused. I don't know if you have them in America, but bird tables.
Bird
Do you
tables
have those in America. Bird tables. A lot of people have them in their gardens. They're like little houses for birds, made out of wood.
Birdhouses.
Yeah.
Okay, but we bird tables in England, and we have a lot of old people have them in their gardens, and it's a very.
So why did you get laid off? What happened that the birds are still around, and I think people would still want to have this. So why are you not able to do it anymore?
It's really a luxury to have a bird table in your garden, and as soon as somebody has one, I was moved on to an area of the business which was laminating bird tables, which was coating them to prevent them against the hard weather.
So you were so specialized in what you did.
I think that was the problem.
So why can't you use the same skill to put laminate on kitchen counters or things like that? They have the same. It's basically the same application.
That's what I'm looking at now, because the fact is it's out of picture. Everything has to be laminated to prevent it against the harsh weather, rain, and a lot of snow in England recently.
Yeah.
And with the lamination, I think I did myself out of a job, because nobody needs to buy new furniture anymore outdoors, because it's protected against the winter.
Protected.
And they don't need new tables.
What's the unemployment rate in England at the moment?
It feels very high. My friend Edward Burnett across the road, he was laid off. He was a dustman. He was laid off. There's just too many dustmen in Bolton at the moment. My cousin's wife, she was laid off. She was.
How easy is it to move around? In America, it's fairly easy to move around. How easy is it for you to move around? If somebody offered you a job, let's say in Bristol, or you were down in Dorset, if you had a job opportunity to go, could you pick up and move, or is that something that's not easily done in England?
I've always lived in. I'm a Bolton man. I'm a Bolton man through and through, so probably stay. I've been down to the job centre every day, so I think I will keep it out, battling, as my father always used to say, battle, battle, battle.
Yeah, you might have to go into another line of work, though. You might have to do something else that is not from. You have to maybe be retrained, or you have to figure out on your own how to approach
Are you interested in your services? Are you interested in Los Angeles, Jason? Because I think Doug and I would like our board tables laminated.
I will be out there like a shot. I will laminate your board table before you can say lamination backwards.
All right. Well,
I really would. I've never been to America, and I would love to one day when I save up some money. That would be fantastic.
Save your money up and come over and visit us, all right? But you got to get another job. First, you got to be flexible. You got to move out a little bit from either have to, A, move from where you are, or B, change your sights and your abilities, or C, you have to, if you give up, then what do you do? Is the state running out of money? The state of the government in England's running out of money the same as America is, right?
It feels like it out here at the moment. Yeah. I tell you, it really does. It's I don't want to say doom and gloom, but it feels
pretty
bad.
You're much more
bad.
Socialistic. In England is much more socialistic, much more government programs for various things there than there are here, and your taxes are higher there. Than we have here.
Taxes are very high. Yeah. That's it. We always feel like we're up against it. I mean, every time I look at your picture on the website, everything seems very sunny, very happy in America. That's why I like listening to your show, because it gives you real strength and courage to fight and you know, to go through the tough times.
Well,
so I thank you all for that, really.
You're welcome. We'll give you a rah-rah. Let's go. Let's go, Jason.
Yay, Jason,
thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Yeah, bye-bye. Isn't it amazing?
Gosh, I really
back
like
to technology
accent.
And Skype, even though there's a delay there that's associated with the Skype. You have Vonage, Richie. Is there the same delay with Vonage when you use it for telephoning through the computer?
No, Vonage is managed a little bit differently, I guess they could say, by the company so that it's specifically for telephone. Skype with including video, and they don't have the phone handsets. I mean, I guess they do it. And there's a slight bit of delay. But my wife, we were driving down the road yesterday, and my wife had to call her radio station in Columbia that she's part owner of. And was talking to her radio station in Columbia on Skype through her iPhone while driving down the road.
Amazing, isn't it? My God, the technology. Oof. Well, speaking of technology, how did the IBM computer Watson fare against Ken Jennings on Jeopardy? Jennifer's got that story in a moment. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
800-510-8255 always connects with us here on the Good Day program. Jennifer now wants to report on the winner or not. It's a week-long thing. Isn't it on Jeopardy?
Yes, and I was going to use my English accent. Is that okay in honor of Jason?
Help yourself, Jennifer. Whatever
Human player out. Brad Rutter and the supercomputer named Watson ended an initial round tied at 5,000 stone pound. Oh, forget it. All right, so they're tied. Brad Rutter and Watson are tied at $5,000 apiece. And then Ken Jennings, who I was really banking on, is in last place with only
$2,000. Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
There you go. Tune in tonight to see what happens.
Groupon has pulled their ad. Remember the one that got so much focus? Timothy Hutton on the Super Bowl where they're making fun kind of Tibet. So much heat from China that they have pulled the ad. No longer will Groupon
from China
because they're getting a lot of heat from China. Well, because the Tibetans are oppressed by the Chinese.
Right, but why would China?
Yeah, Richie.
And, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr., my buddy, my pal, did one about about how whales are disappearing from the planet, and then he says he saved 50% on a whale watching trip on Groupon.
How is he your buddy and your pal?
My mom taught him drama and play production.
Yeah, remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. The prices for ads in the Oscars, $1.7 million per 30-second spot.
Let's buy two.
Two.
One for each of you.
That'd be very nice. So one for each of hers.
And you can just stand there and go, hi, I'm Jennifer.
Yeah. Hey, now you don't want to get to this story because I don't think you like her very much, but we have to talk about this because it involves your second life as a farmer.
Okay.
And that is that Roseanne Barr, remember her? She's making a big, huge comeback to television.
She's making a big, huge...
Yeah, well, she lives in Hawaii now. I don't know if you know this, but she's kind of settled down. She's not so Roseanne-ish, and she lives in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And she's now doing a TV show, kind of like a docu-series for Lifetime, where they're going to chronicle her life in 16 half hours as she operates a 40-acre macadamia nut and livestock farm.
I thought she
farm.
Was on the Oprah-owned channel, no?
She was, but this is for Lifetime.
Here she is talking about it on the Oprah channel.
You're going to be doing a reality show, are you?
I am. I'm going to do a reality show showing myself farming and cutting down, like, those big trees and, you know, planting good stuff and doing all that kind of political farming.
What's it going to be called?
Rosannistan.
Rosannistan.
Come on, I kind of like it.
Okay. She's funny.
Charlie Sheen says it's not his fault the production stopped on 2.5 Men.
Really? Yeah. Right.
And whose fault is it?
This is going to implode because he is really upset with the show producers. And
how do you turn this around they're the bad guys?
A brick of coke running around in your veins somewhere and you're in total denial.
Yeah, somehow it makes sense.
It does?
To him.
Good for him. So now, they shut him out, or they just haven't gone back to production?
They're saying they're only going to do 4 more episodes with him in it. And the crew's upset because they were planning on 8 episodes.
I thought he was paying them for the lost time.
He's not going to pay everybody for those 4 episodes that he wanted to do.
Why don't they just keep taping and do all 8 episodes? What difference does it make?
Well, that's what Charlie Sheen's saying. I'm functional. I'm ready. Let's go. And the producers are saying,
are they running reruns now? Or are they still?
They're running reruns now.
They are.
Yeah.
So how tight is it? Usually these things are 5 or 6 weeks in advance. Must be.
Well, most of the CBS sitcoms have wrapped for the season. They still have 8 more episodes to go. If that puts it in perspective for you, but they're only going to do 4 of those.
But they don't need. They need to go through May sweeps.
They do.
It's February.
Yeah. But we're going to be in repeats for a while.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, and also CBS News, Paula Abdul's Lizzie Dance has been canceled.
Already?
She's free for Simon now. Yeah.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And find a store near you.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for an update. That's one of the most cherished words in broadcasting. Do you know that, Rich? You go to a broadcasting school. In order to learn about what it is that piques people's interest, I, your amiable and fashionable host, Doug Steffen, have learned the words that push your buttons. And one of the things that people will stop for is the word update.
You know what it's been replaced by, though?
Update.
You cannot look up at the TV and not see the words on a news station.
Breaking news. Yeah, but see,
so now we have update. Some breaking news for you.
We don't have any breaking news.
Sure we do.
We have an update.
Okay.
Different than an update. Unless, by the way, well, maybe that we have some breaking news. Brian Somerville is joining us on the program. He's somebody that's related to the management company that works with me producing and running this program, and he, as well as Rich and Jennifer and Roberta, who is off today and probably will be off. Her mother, unfortunately, is near death, and I've explained that a couple of times. I don't want to belabor the point. She's, I think, what is she, 89?
Yeah, something like that.
Failing health. So hold a good thought for Roberta. At any rate, all of us who have gotten involved in this MetaFast diet have this personal support system. Brian, who loves to tell his story. It's sort of like, remember from church, Brian? I love to tell the story of Brian and his glory.
Yeah. What are you singing?
Yeah, I'm sure he remembers that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you
oh
remember boy. That.
You
Brian, remember that,
you have
Brian,
to sing
right?
that.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, yeah, sure, I remember that.
You remember that. All right, so remembering when you were heavy and now you're a slight, scant shadow of your former self. Is that correct?
I'm on my way. I'm
on your way.
On my way, yeah. I have dropped 20 pounds.
20 pounds.
Since
wow.
January 13th.
Right.
Good for you.
So it's basically, it's basically a little less than 5 weeks, and I've lost 20 pounds. And, you know, you don't feel like you're losing weight until you put on a pair of pants that you haven't worn in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
This morning I put on my pants and I was like, oh, my God.
Really?
These things are really loose on me.
Now, how does that help you with the women in your life? They look at these baggy pants and they're not going to be
Oh, I have a beautiful girlfriend and that's
really?
All I need.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about whether your pants are too big or too small.
No, she tells me I look good anyway.
Really? And this lady
is just for me. I'm doing this just for me.
Really? Is this lady blind?
Oh, nice.
Slightly. That's why she's going out with me.
Right. Yeah, well, don't worry about it, Brian. Doug's got a little chunkiness going on around there, so.
I'm Richie, now that you mentioned that, that's a good thing. I'm glad you mentioned it, because I'm on again, off again on the MetaFast thing, because I don't have the ability to truck all this stuff around. This is the time of year when I travel a lot. But I will tell you, when I can focus on it, it always works. Here's what happens every time I spend a day, and this is not recommended, but this is what happens. This is why I know it works. I will lose 2 to 3 pounds in a day if I focus on using the soup. I happen to like the chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, me too.
The salads or the various drinks that they have. I made up a milkshake, that sort of stuff. If I stick to that for even a day or two, it works. But then I'm back on the road.
But that's
not
how it works.
I know it isn't, but it's not how it's supposed to work. But I'm just telling you that in a day's time, if I were not doing that, I would not be able to lose it. And what they tell you is you don't want to lose it and put it back on. You want to lose it and keep it off.
Well, and then that, there's also a bigger plan, a bigger picture. It's not just eat light for a day and you lose a couple of pounds. And
it's
I'm
a
good.
Lifestyle change.
It's a lifestyle change, but then also the reason you are eating the food that they fix for you or that they create is that it helps your body get into the fat-burning mode.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only do it for a day, it can't really get into that mode. So you
That's
need to
true,
stick
yeah.
with it and stick
yeah.
with the plan
yeah.
to get into that mode and then keep on it. Because I went off for a day, and it took me a day or two
yeah,
to really
kind of
get back into
on.
It.
You
know
so what? You do?
That's so true, Rich. I cheated, and it took me actually 2-3 days to
right.
get back into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not worth cheating over.
Cheating.
They have a regimen that gets you through to lose the
I made my
weight.
Mind up the other day. I am not going to cheat, and I'm just going to see this. Because I'm only 8 pounds away
All
from
right,
my goal.
Here we go. Let's get into the how we get to be yakking about it. Let's get people so that they know how to get it.
Let's do it.
MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. Save $50. MetaFastKen.com. Or you call 800-506-4115 and use the code DRKEN. Dr. Ken. Save the $50. MetaFast will help you lose 20 pounds. The first week, you'll lose 2 to 5 pounds. That's the way it works. It's MetaFastKen.com or 800-506-4115.